الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness for me and for you and for all the Muslims. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah, and whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation, addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the taqwa of Allah and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. Ruwi anna al-Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana idha dakhala Rajab qal اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. It been narrated that when the month Rajab approached, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will invoke the blessings, asking Allah, O Allah, bless the month Rajab for us, make it a blessed month for us. Make the month of Sha'ban a blessed month for us. And O Allah, make us life when Ramadan comes. With these words, it tells us something about our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything in his life is about Allah, the love of Allah, the submission and the surrender before Allah, what brings him closer to Allah. This was the Prophet is about. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our good example and the best example for any human being. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed you have the perfect example in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. For those who hope to meet with Allah, have hope in the blessings of Allah, the resurrected day, the day of judgment. Oh Allah, bless Rajab for us. Oh Allah, bless Sha'ban for us. Oh Allah, make us alive when Ramadan comes. Brothers, look, approximately 60 days before Ramadan comes, here is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting thinking about Ramadan. We are not going to start learning about Ramadan and be content and happy with Ramadan unless we try to get this mood of preparation and thinking in advance. Subhanallah, he found the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam almost teaching us how to get ready for standing before Allah, for praying, for fasting, for wudu, for everything. He said what the meaning is, إِذَا أَتَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَأْتُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ تَمْشُونَ وَلَا تَأْتُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْعُونَ مَا أَدْرَكْتُمْ فَصَلُّوا وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَأَتِمُّوا. When you come to the prayer, come walking. Don't rush. Don't rush. Whatever you catch from the prayer, perform. Whatever you miss, perform it after the imam finish. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants you to come to the prayer in preparation for the prayer, even the way how you walk. He said, when you come, you make wudu in your house and walk. Don't rush and don't interact or interlock your fingers because you are in salah. You are not making salah, but you already consider, you get in the mood of preparation for the prayer. So don't interlock your fingers. لا تشبك بين أصابعك. Why? Because you already in salah. Subhanallah, how are we going to feel to be in salah and the salah is iqamat already and we're still talking and laughing and giggling, answering the phone? We need to get in the mood of the prayer. Before the prayer, when you leave even your house, you prepare man tatahara fi bayti, whosoever profile himself make wudu in his house. So even before leaving the house, you try to get to the mood of the prayer. So when you are in the prayer, you are in prayer. So in 60 days, oh Allah, bless Rajab, bless Sha'ban, and make us alive when Ramadan comes. Because Ramadan, this is the seasons now. This is the high peak of the blessings to enjoy Ramadan. Not because Ramadan is the month of food and different types of desserts. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talking about something else. The spirituality of Ramadan. So if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talking about Ramadan 60 days before it comes, look how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used, as Aisha narrated, he used to fast the most of Sha'ban. The most of Sha'ban, he tried to get into this mood and preparation for Ramadan. Why? Because this what bring happiness in your life, the ibadah, to be obedient to Allah, to be standing there for Allah, or to be sitting there for Allah. You reserve yourself for Allah and for nothing except Allah, because this is the main purpose Allah has created you for. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah didn't create you to eat. You did not live to eat. This was your purpose. Neither you live to work. Allah created you for number one is the obligation of being Abdullah and Amatullah. And Allah said, ما أريد منهم رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون. إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. Allah already took in charge and prepared for your rizq even before you come to this life. But He created you for you to be Abdullah. So the more you get in your mission, the more you get closer to Allah, the more that you can feel the sweetness of this ibadah and you feel the security in your heart. Allah is saying what? أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Indeed, with the remembrance of Allah, hearts win satisfaction. You work, you go to school, you get the best curriculum, but you still wonder. He's still rooming. He still doesn't know what is going on. It's nothing fulfilling. It's nothing making satisfaction. But look, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going, يَا بِهَالِ أَقِمُ الصَّلَاةَ إِحْنَا بِهَا. Oh Bilal, start the prayer so we can have this coolness, satisfaction, طُمَأْنِينَ. As he said, وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. And Allah made the coolness of my eye in the prayer. SubhanAllah, we pray, we fast. How many Ramadan we've been fasting, how much Quran we read, how much, why we don't feel any of these things? We need to bring the atmosphere of Ramadan before even Ramadan come. We start to have to think, start to think from now about Ramadan. Start to fast, start to read Quran, start to buy Quran if you don't have a Quran. Start to have more visitation to the mosque if you only come on Friday like most of the Muslims do every week. Why? So will Ramadan really come? Now you already in the time of obligation. Now in Sha'ban is not a must for you to fast, but now you try to get to warm up. So when the time for obligation come, now you are doing the best that you can. You already warm up, you're ready to be like on the highway. You're warming up your car first, and now you're ready to go. We need to warm up. We need to start to feel this. Why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stand for one raka'at, my brothers, one raka'at in Qiyam al-Layl, in Qiyam al-Layl, not even obligatory, but in Qiyam al-Layl, which is a time for people to sleep. Baqarah, Al-Imran, An-Nisa, three long surah in the Quran in one raka'at. It must be something else there in Salah. It must be something else in Salah. Why you are not getting it? Why you are not getting it? This ibadah, brothers, is not been meant to be a burden in you. This Salah and the mosque is not been meant to be a cage for you. It's been made to be a place that you can gain your strength. That a place that you can get and feel the spirituality that's been missing out of your life. A place that instead of going $50 and $70 for somebody to give you a consultation, and after this he give you a bill for $70 for half an hour until you make meditation and relax and think and focus in the fan. You can come and say La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, subhanallah, ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. With the remembrance of Allah, hearts with no satisfaction. We go to all these scientists and all this psychiatry and all this physician and all these things, and we still have this health, and we still have these problems, and we still have all these worries. Did you ever try the mask? Did you ever try wudu? Did you ever try to make two rak'at? And if you do it, why you are not? Yes, some people say, brother, I try this. But how did you pray? How did you make wudu? How did you sit in the mosque? myself in the mask and my beaver still on and my cell phone is still on and I'm looking who's and there and I'm making dua, oh Allah, Allah, and after this I'm looking in the picture in the same time and I'm making dua and after this I click it and give. So you are in but you are out. What is in is your body inside the mask and what is out is your mind and your heart. So this is the reason why I'm not getting anything out of it. So why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt this? Why the Sahaba felt this? Can you imagine a person being rejected? A person being rejected to enroll in the army, to be in jihad, a 99.9 possibility of dying. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La ajidu ma ahmilukum alayh." I have no enough rice to take you. Go home. I'm sorry, I could not take you. So they did not jump and go back and scream and candy because we've been rejected, we've been turned. تَوَلَّوْا وَأَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ حَزَنًا أَلَّا يَجِدُوا مَا يُنْفِقُونَ. They go back home crying. Crying because you are not going to die. You are not going to go in the battlefield. You are not going in jihad? Yes. Because all the ibadah has some impact on their hearts, in their life. What they spend was more dearer to them than what they kept. How come it's not somebody like Abu Bakr Siddiq ready to give all his money? Give all his money. What he left? There is no money, but he left Allah, the trust in Allah. So why the ibadah gives the Prophet and the Sahaba satisfaction and coolness and relaxation, and we are not getting out of it? What we're getting out of ibadah? Brother, the Imam was late 5 minutes, was supposed to finish 2 o'clock, and was 5 minutes after two, and he didn't finish the khutbah. Why? Because some of us, we are in the mosque only for routine, or only for a fulfilled obligation. Doesn't matter if we work or not. When you come to Jum'ah and you come with your heart before your body, now you may get something out of it. Why some people come to Jum'ah 5 minutes before two? Because it's not a big deal. So we are not getting anything of this ibadah, regardless if it's siyam, fasting, qira'at Quran, or salah, until we really get into the ibadah. So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 60 days before Ramadan, thinking about Ramadan and hoping that he continues to be alive when Ramadan comes. Why was he going in Ramadan? I'm going to get some of the zakah. I'm going to get some of this lovely food and delicious dessert. No. Because Ramadan is more activity, more closeness to Allah, more qiyam al-layl, more recitation of the Quran, more giving fi sabilillah. So these things make them happy. So they prepare for it before even comes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying to Mu'az, "Ya Mu'az, by Allah, I love you. I love you. فَلَا تَدْعَنَّ أَن تَقُولَ بعد كل صلاة اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك." Oh Mu'az, by Allah, I love you. The Prophet saying to one of the Sahaba, telling him, "I love you, and since I love you, I want to give you something special. I teach you this dua." What's this dua? Say, "Oh Allah, enable me, help me to remember you, to be grateful to you, and to worship you in the best fashion and the best manner." Not any kind of worship. Husni ibadatik. How to make an excellent ibadah. How to present it to Allah. Like it's been narrated that Aisha radiallahu anha, before she drew a charity, she used to take this dirham or this dollar or whatever and put for a few minutes. It said because before it falls in the hand of the poor person, it's falling in the hand of Allah. they thought it to perfect their ibadah, their salah, their siyam, their everything. As a result of this, they gain something out of it. So brothers, Ramadan is coming, and alhamdulillah we're in Sha'ban. And like I stated last week, one of the things that we can do during Sha'ban, try to get the taste of the fasting. If you don't fast Monday and Saturday, it's time for you to get into this sunnah. Try to fast the 13 and the 14 and the 15. Try to fast as much as you can fast during this month, because this was the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he fasted the most of Sha'ban. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never completed a month except Ramadan, as Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, has informed us. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. What is special about Sha'ban? Especially when Sha'ban comes to the middle, there is some ahadith. Many ahadith came about Sha'ban, and most of them are weak, and a lot of them are fabricated. We have one authentic hadith related to the middle of Sha'ban, which is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, يَطَّلِعُ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى عَزَّ وَجَلْ إِلَى جَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ لَيْلَةَ النِّصْفِ مِنْ شَعْبَانٍ فَيَغْفِرُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ إلا لمشرك أو مشاحن أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the night of the middle of Sha'ban, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look and gaze on all His creation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them with forgiveness, with exception of two types of people. One is a mushrik, who associate partner beside Allah, and the second person is the person who have hard feeling or animosity between him and his Muslim brother. So this one of the exception of this month or this night. Nevertheless, pay attention, Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Almighty, will gaze on his creation on the night of the middle of Sha'ban. He will grant forgiveness to all the people with exception of two people. One is a person who committed or involved in shirk, and one who have animosity or hard feeling between him and his brother, boycotting one brother. So there is nothing say you need to have something specially in this night, like what they call it, As-Salat Al-Alfiyah. As-Salat Al-Alfiyah, that they pray 1,000 rak'ah during this night, or they pray 100 rak'ah during this night. In each rak'ah they will recite 10 times Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. So this will make it 1,000 Surah Al-Ikhlas in 100 rak'ah. There is no even weak hadith concerning this. People go specially in this night to the masajid, start to hold the Quran, making dhikr circle, making du'a, all these things for a special. I will tell you one thing, what Aisha had narrated to us from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. Whosoever do any act of worship that doesn't consult and agree with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be rejected. Now I don't need a philosophy, and I don't need somebody to come with opinion. If you have something from Quran and Hadith, I'd be glad to hear and listen. Because somebody said, brother, what is wrong to say Qul Huwallahu Ahad 1,000 times? I I said, what is wrong? There's nothing wrong to read the Quran. What is wrong that you think that your mind or your sheikh or your tariqah can teach you something better from the Prophet? That was something good and the Prophet didn't teach you. This is what is danger. There's nothing wrong to read the Quran. Who taught you in such a time, in such a night, you have to do such a salah? You see? So don't come and play games with the deen and say, brother, what's wrong to read Quran? There is nothing wrong with the read Quran. What's wrong that you say, Allahu Akbar, Subhanahu Rabbi al-Azim, قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Which one of you do this? Which one read Quran in ruku? We don't do it like this. So I will tell you, what's wrong to read Quran? Why don't say Allah Akbar, takbir, 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 enter my salah and say attahiyyatu lillah wa salawatu wa tayyibat. What's wrong? It's a zikr of Allah. So why not? You see, so we don't need logic. اتبعوا ولا تبتدعوا فقد كفيتم. Follow, don't invent, because what you've been given by Allah and His Messenger is sufficient for you. So let's take to the Sunnah, because the Sunnah is the Ark of Noah. The Sunnah is Safinat Noah. The Safina of Noah is the Ark of Noah. Those who got in the ship, they've been saved. Those who remain outside the ship, they drown. Those who come to the Sunnah, they will be saved. Those who use their intention and their minds and their tariqah and their sheikh, those are the ones they are going to be drowned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all among those who care and love and put in action the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم بلغنا رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.